Yo, what up? My name is DJ Tomoka, representing Military Touch. It's hot out here. What you doing? I'm doing Rise, man. It's going down. Yo, this is the hangover with that bubbly Lisi that you're listening to. And it's dope. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, enjoy.
And now. Capital 263.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Hangover Show. This is your girl, that bubbly Lisi, and I'm here in the studio today with my people, my two girls, the Queen Dre. Hi girl.
What's up?
And my other girl, Shanice. Hi. What's up?
Hello, Lisi.
Hello.
Aloha.
Okay, so basically, the Hangover Show is a show that actually explores club culture or lack of club culture thereof in Zimbabwe. I also want to try and explore social issues around these recipes of entertainment because I just want to show the world that Bauer people are not just crazies. We're not the crazies that you make us out to be, but we can also be quite intellectual. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's about it. So let's just dive straight into it, guys. I want to know, How did the Hangover Show even come about? Maybe someone's going to ask me that question, and I actually never thought about it. How did it come about?
How it came about, according to me,
your version of the story.
My version of the story. You know, there's always my version, your version, and then the truth. And the truth from my perspective is that Lisa has always wanted to be famous for no reason. And the one thing that she knows more than anything in the world is...
Please don't say I know Bauer more than anything in the world. Please don't say that. Please don't say... Okay, let me... Let me give my version of the story. Yes, It's very true. I've always wanted to be famous for no particular reason. Like, there's so many people out there who actually do it. So why can't I?
What can you know?
And another point is, I have an opinion, right? Uh-huh. I have an opinion about things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm different from everyone else. I have an opinion about things that affect me.
Okay.
That have something to do with me. Yes, and Shanice.
And by the way, everything with Lisi revolves around her. So, yes.
Not really, guys. You realize as this show rolls out that I actually care about other people.
Yes, but you care about us because you want to care about yourself. But it's okay.
Because I want you guys around me.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
Okay, but that's just the thing. And then I thought, what is it that I'm actually passionate about? What is it that I actually have an opinion about?
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that is most misrepresented about me is the way that I love to socialize.
Very outgoing.
I love socializing. I love being out there. I love being out in the world with people.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I want to demystify, you know.
Just setting the record straight here.
Setting the record straight and also inviting as many people out there to come party with me.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of the times the music that's playing is only playing in my head, but I seem to think it's playing everywhere. So I just want, you know, people to have the same vibe.
Uh-huh.
So I hope you will have the same vibe as well. And there's also people out there who have been told lies about socializing and club culture.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And now, you know, and
it's
now,
been demonized.
And Friday night and Saturday night, they look at you like,
yeah, they've demonized people that are into this kind of a thing, right?
I was out last week, so I can't go out this week.
Exactly.
My sister, and Rangwana in Zuropa Napa.
This one guy said that to me the other time. So and he saw me and he goes, I'm like, seriously.
Like, Kwane register, present.
Present, absent today. Someone's out there busy marking my register.
Marking your register. Oh my word.
So then, basically that's what we are trying to do is the Hangover, okay? And the name, The Hangover?
The Hangover. We had so many names when we came up with this one.
I prefer Hangover though.
To what?
My word.
Sounds good. To what?
To, I don't know what options she's got.
But okay, The Hangover.
What would you call
sound?
It?
The Hangover.
No.
Not
you remember
Bauer
how
Rangers,
we came up with
the
name?
Like, honestly. The Hangover. It's classy. It's stylish. It's us.
I remember having this conversation, Lisi, and I think the one thing that resonated the most with a hangover is no matter how hungover you get, you always go for more drinks.
You always go back.
You wake up and you're like, I'll never drink again. Oh my God.
You always go back.
But you will go back.
You will always
and
go
back.
And
it's like a culture. The hangover is part of our lives. We cherish it. We love it. It grooms us.
We just want to embrace it.
We love the hangover.
Like, I always have these crazy hangovers where I actually feel like I need to go to the hospital for this. So I think for me, it's about embracing it. Mm. You know, don't be in denial.
Yes.
Take responsibility
for your actions.
Okay. This is the day of reckoning. Sunday morning is the day of reckoning. Mm-hmm. Come and let's talk about it.
And don't make promises you can't keep, like I'll never drink again.
You don't have hangovers.
You don't have hangovers?
No, I don't. I don't suffer from those.
What happens?
I think she's just always drunk.
Well, tell us what happens. Before I tell the rest of the country how it goes.
Uh-huh. I wake up and I have a headache.
And then?
And I drink a lot of water.
And then
I go to sleep.
And then
you call me and we go and have drinks.
That is not a hangover.
That's not a hangover. I don't think that's a hangover. Hangovers is what maybe you have some of the time. When you end up, you know, trumpeting and all that stuff. I don't.
By the way, just so you know, so this is my craziest cousin in the whole wide world.
Yay.
Like I don't actually think there's anyone above her. Like I can't.
Aww.
I've tried. I've just accepted it.
Yes.
That you are just the best that I've been to get.
Guys, there's too much love in the room. Let's not do this.
And the Queen Dre too.
And the Queen Dre. The Queen Dre as well.
Guys, I'm off emotions today. It's a Saturday, please.
Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Okay, guys. So, all right. Let's move on, all right? Now I want you guys to tell me about your first bar experience, all right?
What's up, people? How you doing? This is a Hangover Show with that bubbly Lisi. You were listening to Victor Stott, aka Mr. Composure. Hope y'all having a good time. Yeah.
Hey, this is Cheyenne Eden, and you're listening to The Hangover with that bubbly Lisi.
So, guys, tell me about your first bar experience. Do you guys remember that?
I remember that.
We do remember because we are looking at each other.
Exactly.
And we just think, you just remind me of my first bar experience.
Our first bar experience.
But what was our first bar experience?
We don't have one, Lisa.
No, we do.
Which one?
The Final Destination one.
Lisa, I don't even remember which one is the Final Destination.
The Final Destination was when you were dating this guy and he took us to a, I don't know where we went, but it was scary AF. It was really scary. And we called it Final Destination.
I really don't remember that one. So let's
all right, so which one do you remember? Let's take that one off. That's not our first. That was pre-Bauer experience.
I remember our first night in Gallivers.
Gallivers, Mutani.
I remember that. Okay.
Was that the night we left at 9 a.m.?
Yes. No, that was not the... No, that was the first time we left at 9 a.m.
That was the first Bauer experience leaving at 9 a.m.
Yes,
but not the very, first. Very first one?
I think we got there too early. And the club was still really boring.
It was so boring, and we're sitting by the chairs,
and we're thinking,
is this it? I don't think this is. I think there's something missing. But did we actually drink?
No,
we didn't.
We didn't drink up until like really late into the hour.
And we stayed there really late.
Yeah, we stayed there really late.
But confirm, first bar experience was not so much fun.
No, it was not because we didn't have transport home. We didn't have enough money for drinks, but eventually we got the hang of it.
But you know what? I have another bar experience.
Which one?
I remember. Do you guys remember going for Kotko rugby? Now it's called Dairy Board, I think.
What?
Damn, I feel so old.
You are old.
No.
No, we're not old,
sweetheart. The reason why we're not going to high school rugby is because
we have graduated high school.
Nah.
Yes.
Don't you know we're old?
We're not old.
No, we are there.
But I remember my first Kotko experience, and then I went to a club. I think it was called Circus.
You know.
Okay, that was my first drinking experience, my bad. That was my first drinking experience.
I never been to Circus.
I got crazy drunk, and I cried.
Why?
Don't you know what was happening?
Lisa, story of your life.
Are you exposing me?
But she always cries when she's about drunk.
First experience.
I don't cry when I'm drunk. Shh.
I thought we were supposed to be honest.
Please remember, this is the Hangover Show. This is not an intervention. Just so you know.
Sorry, my bad, Lucy.
Thank you.
It's okay to cry when you're drunk.
Yes, but Audrey, please tell us. First bar experience.
Guys, I'm racking my brain. I'm thinking, okay, can we start by defining what a bar is for my sake?
Anything, club experience, going out at night. It could be to anything. No, it should not be to dinner or to play. No, that's not it.
Oh man, I can come up with all of. Okay, I think I probably started with house parties.
Yes, that was my bar experience.
That was my thing.
Yes, what? House parties, Matare house parties.
But yeah,
my first, we always do Matare what
happened?
House parties.
Refresh my memory, Matare house party. What happened?
I remember that one. At whose house was it?
No,
no, let's not mention names.
Let's not mention names.
Okay.
But just in case. Just in case. But yes, house parties were a thing.
Yeah. Yes, they
but
were.
But how old were we?
No, no.
We're not going to go down that road.
Okay, but we were pretty
no, we were pretty
into things.
Yes.
We're pretty into things.
Pretty
like
still into deep things. Into things.
Including that time when I was, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went all the way there.
But okay. No, if you can remember, if you can remember this far back, who actually introduced you to bar?
Nobody. You said no names.
Okay, but was it a relative? Was it a friend? Was
no.
it?
No,
I would probably say my family.
It was a man.
It was a boyfriend.
It was a boyfriend.
That's deep.
So we only went out just to be nice.
That's the honest truth. I think. Had he not introduced me to that life, I wouldn't have gone.
Okay.
Does he know what he has done to you?
He knows he's the best thing that ever happened to me. Because I think I would have been the worst. Like, I would have been boring without.
You would implode. You would implode. Because you've got a lot of things that you just want to.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Shani said an angry phase.
Just yes. So you know. And I did.
Was it worse than yours?
She had an angry face. Like,
worse than yours.
I'm not angry. She had an angry face.
I'm so scared of being alone with you guys in this room right now.
So tell us. You don't remember anything about your first bar experience?
Who introduced me to bar? I would say my family. Uh-huh. When I was growing up, my dad and his brothers and his sisters, like Tinga Chibuku and the like, yama hot stuff, and Riza Makaset, yama record kuseri nukseri. And they always let me drink. You know, so I was a kid, I was like 3, and that always went on. My dad was the outgoing one, and my mom was just like at home taking care of us. But you know, you can see my dad going out, when the light guys in the Badoro in Nishima. My mom hates it. And so I got used to that whole loud music thing from inside, listening to my dad's music in the car or whatever. And if we went out for family gatherings, my dad and his brothers would be drinking and we'd be eating my cousin's uncle, you know, studying Dore and the likes. And I think from there, I graduated into house parties. So friends are like, anyway, we're having a brecha. I'm like, yeah, sure, nyama. And then you realize, okay, so just bring. And then I think from there, you know, you have a house party, maskati, and people are like, it's too early to money. You know, we gotta like, you know, yeah, so end things on a high note. And yeah, but you know me, I'm not as outgoing as the both of you guys.
Yes.
So I can like a month or two, I'm like, oh guys, I'm so tired,
I can't do this anymore.
And then I just bounce back. I'm like, yeah,
let's do it again.
The queen is in the time. Billing.
Okay, but then this brings me to my next point. So what can you say is the best thing about club experience? I'm not talking about Bawa, or I'm talking about everything, because we talked about brides, we talked about house parties.
Yeah.
What is the best thing? What is the best aspect of this going out, of the going out nature? Are we saying it's the drinks? Are we saying it's the people? Are we saying it's the places? Are we actually saying that they're funny experiences?
But I think for me, Lisi, you would know that I'm not so much into people as you are. Mm-hmm. I love going to the club for the music and for the dancing. There's not been a single time that I went out with you and we did not dance. And I think now they know that we're from Wabulawayo because we can dance. a club in Harare. In the billing. And I think for me, if the music is lame and the DJ is just like Dololo, I'm just like, guys, just leave.
And Janae's?
Well, for me, I don't, okay, I'm not a people person. Ish, that's such a lie. I'm such a people person. I love the people. I love the
Please
music.
Please specify.
I love the drink.
She loves the men. Like, she does not like the girls. Trust me.
Okay, it's not about the men. Women. It's not about the women. It's all about the men. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's about the men. The men, the drinks, the music.
The men?
Yes, the men.
You can say it again.
You know, everything for me, you know, when you just get there, you feel Rus. You know?
Get to Rus. Exactly. Girls, get to Rus.
Get to Rus. So, you know, kind of want to stress because, you know, you just loosen up.
Uh-huh.
You feel,
let it go.
You feel happy. Uh-huh. And then you think, it's time to go home.
Like, shit.
And then the moment you get home, you're like, tomorrow, I'm going to kill it. Tomorrow. It's going to be on fire.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. 7, 8, 9, 10, you're calling people. Lisa, what's up for today? See? So it's
and
just.
And she's like, hungover.
Exactly. No.
So what is
the. No hungover.
Okay.
She's
okay.
Just, she just yeah. Is a headache.
I just have a headache. Like a serious headache.
Exactly. Okay.
It's your bad girl Lala here, and you tune into the Hangover Show with that bubbly Lizzie. Buddest.
So what is I think these girls will agree with me. The best part about the club for me is the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love getting to the club and
it's packed.
I have like 10, 15 people that I actually know.
Yeah. You're taking selfies and shit.
And photos and then the drinks. I like the drinks. I love the drinks.
Yeah.
I actually do.
Yeah, don't
That's when people come together for one common purpose, I feel. I feel like Zimbabweans, that's just their one common ground.
Yeah, and then they also
like
started
people
doing
don't
orgies.
Judge each other when drinks are
that's
are,
a lie, Lisa.
And they also started getting naked and doing orgies together. Hello.
Hey, that's a story for another day.
They
that's
also
a,
get
that's
together
another show. I'm sure there's another show.
To show
show
some love.
Lizzie, we yes. Do judge each other on what drink we're drinking. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Remember that time when you were told, don't drink chairo. So what's Jameson? Jameson
yes,
Gold or whatever.
Yes, yes. It was what a platinum. Yes, platinum reserve or something.
Platinum reserve, exactly.
Don't drink chairo.
Don't drink chairo.
But then so I personally don't hang out with people like that.
Neither, Lisa, we don't hang out with people like that. That's simple.
We just don't.
Yeah, but let's be honest, guys. You've been to a place where there are people that just go there who are with my bottles on their table and be like, I paid for this shit.
Yes, and they don't even drink.
And then we get there and we drink that shit.
I heard something really interesting on one of these WhatsApp platforms.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Something about a club that where you can actually go and hire bottles. Like you don't open them, but you hire them and put them
display
on your table. And yes.
So then
sitting in the VIP section where the rest of the club cannot really see what you're really doing, mm-hmm. but they can like see from afar that your table is full. So you can buy a bottle and then hire the rest. And then pay less for them. But you don't open them and you don't break them. And at the end of the night, you leave them there.
Mm-hmm. Sorry so to then, just take you back. But you said WhatsApp platforms.
Yes.
I'm assuming these are groups that went to private school?
Yes,
WhatsApp
yes,
groups.
Yes, WhatsApp platform, you know, is the technical term for, you know, WhatsApp groups
WhatsApp
that went to private school. Yes.
Okay.
So I suppose I understand the kind of people that are in the group now.
Moet.
Yebo.
People.
Yeah, but they want to have Moet and Koknak.
But why do we judge Moet?
Koknak, Hennes,
Remy Martin, yes. Type
no,
of stuff.
I think honestly, the reason why we judge these people is because we
Dololo.
Yeah.
We Dololo.
We just hate it.
Like my girls and I are Jameson girls.
Yeah,
like,
you see.
Everything else Dololo. So.
Guys, but you know, I don't know about drinks, like for me personally. Like, I've been to a club and drank water a couple of times.
That's the worst experience of my life. I went there and I drank Minute Maid. I'll never do that again.
But why though?
For the men, mommy. For the man.
Because you don't want to tell him that you actually drink.
Yes, because I don't want to show him the
you
freak.
You know what, guys? You know what? Let's not continue with this discussion because there's actually a show mm-hmm. in the Hangover series uh-huh. about drinks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's going to be lit. It's going okay. to be fun. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll continue this discussion in there. So for that and more, just follow the Hangover Show.
Follow us.
Yes. All right. But then these are features to actually look forward to as part of our Hangover series. All right. We're going to have plenty of my friends and the people that I hang out with as co-hosts. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a club starter pack for beginners. Uh-huh. I was so excited about this when I was going down, you know, what was that fancy word you called it?
What did I call it?
The word where I'm planning the shows for the series. Synopsis.
Oh, yes.
That was the fancy word. When we were going down the synopsis of the show, we talked about a club starter pack for beginners.
Uh-huh.
And we are personally excited about it.
I love it.
We even have drinking 101 for non-alcoholics as well as recovering Alcoholics
yes.
Anonymous.
Yes.
Like, you've discovered that you've reached rock bottom. We can pick you back up.
Mm-hmm.
Alcoholic wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We are here for you.
For habitual drinkers.
All right. And just to show you guys that we are actually intellectuals and we actually go on the internet and Google stuff.
We are going to do massive research, Baba.
We are going to do massive research on this one. For example, the evolution of strippers.
Strippers.
I love that one.
It's my favorite.
You do not know mm-hmm. about strippers. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, this one is a bit close to home. It's so personal for me.
Which one? I'm a stripper.
All you need to know about dating, or all you need to know in order to date a DJ.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's that girl.
I'm not that girl.
You
I do
are.
Not go around dating DJs.
Oh, yeah, but you want to know how to date them.
I do, guys. I'm just so curious about this one. I just want to know.
Because you just want to have the information, right?
I just want to know.
Keep it in your purse.
I just want to know.
See Tony.
Okay, guys. So, before we actually wrap this up, let me ask.
Wait. But you left something that was my favorite.
Which one?
Oh, I think you mentioned it. I loved the types of drinkers that we have. We did a show on that, right?
That's Drinking 101.
Okay.
Drinking 101 is actually going to have like two segments.
Okay.
Like it's going to be in two parts.
Because I think it also
because we are so we're so knowledgeable in this drinking business.
Yes.
Like Delta is actually supposed to hire us, and we get to tell them more
yeah,
about.
We can hire this. You guys because I'm not there. Yet.
Should be Delta's social media managers.
They should consult us
mm-hmm.
on how to make what for who.
Yes. So Delta, after this, holla.
Just holla.
Just
this
holla.
Is my
holla.
Number.
Remember holla. 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 Okay. So guys, on a most serious note, all right, what would your advice be to Bawa first timers? Like, someone's going to listen to us now and decide, you know what, today's a Saturday, let me go and try this out. What would be your advice to those people?
Shanice. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a trap. No, I'm joking. Come, I'm gonna okay. go out there, have fun, enjoy.
And
carry a condom.
Okay,
yeah. I know. That's all.
Carry it
from me.
Just carry it.
No, use it. Use it. Don't just carry it. Use it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think, you know, for me is if you go to Bawa for the first time, don't go in small numbers. And then my friends are going to group with your cousins, people that you really know, people who also know where you stay.
Because, that's true.
And don't lie about where you're going.
Thank you.
Please say.
Thank you.
Go and go 1+1.
Yes.
Go there and then come back at the time that you promised.
Beautiful.
That never really beautiful. Happens, eh? Hmm? So you can't say I'm going to the club and I'm coming back at like 12.
And like 2.
Because like the power will start hitting at 12. And
that's happened to us.
Yes.
That has happened to us with her mom.
Yeah.
We're like,
no, but we don't put on a 6 Mumba guys.
No, no, listen to this.
Because you don't know.
We actually went home to dress up, went to her house to dress up. And her mom's sitting there. She's watching us dress up, and we're leaving the house at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're like, you know what? We'll be back at 12.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? The party actually started at 12.
At 12.
You guys should have left like at 10. We didn't know. That's the thing. Oh, when you leave home, you don't know what goes down where you go.
Yeah, but it's we know this from experience.
Yeah, that's experience the fun is the starts.
Biggest teacher.
But then these 10. Are first timers.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Don't leave Kumba early. Go time your own ziyoti Kumba 10, 11, 12, and then also to Kumba 3, 4. And always have a plan for transport. Isha mana.
Okay, we actually don't preempting driving something. Yeah. But actually, what would my advice be to first timers? I concur with Audrey. Go with a great bunch of people, like a big group of people that actually really, really know you.
Mm-hmm.
And well, for me, my piece of advice would be go with an open mind. Go with a Bauer mind. Don't go there judging people.
Judging people. Like, sit down.
Sit, take several seats down.
Be humble.
We only go there. Be humble.
Be humble. Exactly.
Don't go there judging people, and don't go there without an open mind, because anything can go down.
Okay.
Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Anything. Yeah. So go there for the experience. Be open-minded about it. And most importantly, do not worry about that hangover.
Yeah.
You won't die.
Just drink lots of water, hey? For your headache.
And sleep.
Yeah, you
sleep
need to sleep
after the bout. Sleep, because the next morning...
You need to go back.
I mean, the next evening, you are definitely going back. Definitely be there.
Okay,
for more.
Okay, guys, this was crazy. This was beautiful. This was interesting. I hope you found it interesting as well. We'll be back with this show, and I hope that we've hyped you up enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because we are equally excited. We are so excited about this.
Yep.
Okay, so this was your girl, the bubbly Lisi, health and safety officer Shanice.
Yes.
Variti, our mother, mommy, Queen Dre.
Thank you
so much. All right, thank you, girls, for being here. Thank you for having us. This was your girl, the bubbly Lisi, and we are out because it is a Saturday, and we are
going to the power.
Bye, guys.
And now. Capital 263.